WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, State Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli rendered almost speechless today in Newark as Governor Murphy unveils legislation co-sponsored by Senate President Steve Sweeney and Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin to name the health department's new facility in Trenton after the woman Murphy says led New Jerseyans through the COVID pandemic.
Governor, I don't even know what to say, except that it's a pretty long name, so it's got to be a pretty big building. I don't understand.
Murphy's big announcement, of course, was that New Jersey has surpassed 4.7 million people fully vaccinated against COVID-19, his and Persichilli's initial goal set for the adult population back last fall. The number now is indicative of all who've received their shots in the state ages 12 and up. Murphy says targeted vaccine campaigns will continue. The governor signing a bill into law today also that prohibits landlords from asking most housing applicants in the state about their criminal history. There are exceptions in the Fair Chance in Housing Act. After a conditional offer, landlords can ask about murder, rape, kidnapping, arson, human trafficking, or sex offense convictions, but not acquittals or expungements or pardons. A woman who was already banned from entering Naval Weapons Station Earl in Colts Neck is now under arrest after driving up to the gate and telling guards she had a bomb in her car. She'd been cited multiple times in the past for trying to get on the base. Her 2019 gray Nissan Altima was searched. Nothing was found. A brick teen has been charged with phoning in two bogus bomb threats to Jenkinson's earlier this month. 19-year-old Nikosi Jones is in the Ocean County Jail. Police say his threats forced the evacuation of the boardwalk for several hours while it was searched. New Jersey news made possible by Dell. Dell Technologies advisors have the tech solutions to help your business get out in front. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call 877-ASK-DELL. A bill inching through the assembly would put youth sports under the microscope. Paul Lanzano of the New Jersey State Interscholastic Athletic Association says the proposed task force is welcomed.
We think this task force will provide valuable insight and help us maybe craft some recommendations to how better to manage youth sports across the board, including high school sports.
The bill was endorsed by an assembly panel this week, though doesn't appear to be on a fast track for approval this month. The idea is more than 2 years old, but just got a first hearing, and it doesn't yet have a Senate companion bill. Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. A bit unsettled this weekend, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
Heading out tonight? Take us with you. Fast traffic, instant weather, Jersey news, and Jersey views. It's all here. Weeknights on New Jersey 101.5.
It's time 5:04 now. New Jersey 101.5 Fast Traffic.
Well, we did some investigating on Route 34 as to why so tough heading into Farmingdale this afternoon. Southbound traffic is bumper to bumper, and it turns out we've got a southbound wreck right where that connects with Route 33. So both 34 and 33 are hammered right now getting into Farmingdale. Once you get around that, it does open up back out to the Parkway, and the Parkway still heavy as you head south of exit 98 through the rest of Monmouth County into Ocean County. Delays go right into Toms River at exit 82. We've also got a big jam coming into Monmouth County on the Garden State Parkway. It's a southbound crash just before 117. Two lanes blocked in the local lanes. You're jammed really right back up to the Driscoll Bridge. Southbound traffic getting down to the bridge still out there. It's heavy through Woodbridge. And a slow ride coming down from Essex County still this afternoon on the Parkway. 287 northbound tough from Morristown up to Parsippany. You've got southbound traffic back down to 78 and 78 west of the Parkway slow into Bedminster. George Washington Bridge, both decks about 25 minutes and closer to 30 for both tunnels. Jeff Fromm, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey traffic south. 295 southbound, we have a massive delay from exit 31, Woodcrest Station area, and down through to exit 26, the exit for Route 42. 322 is jammed and slammed with traffic both ways in Woolwich. 73 south, you're going to find the heat is at around Maple Shade, south on 73, and again in Mount Laurel, and again in Evesham. Now we have our shore points in the South Jersey area backing up at 55 Millville through to the shore areas in 347 and 47 in Tuckahoe. 40 at Mays Landing and also 70 and 206 of the Red Lion Circle. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 5:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Fantasy Island Amusement Park. Bring the whole family to Fantasy Island Amusement Park in Beach Haven on beautiful Long Beach Island. Their newly renovated arcade, outdoor rides, and boardwalk games are open daily now through Labor Day. For more info and for hours, visit fantasyislandlbi.com. Fantasy Island Amusement Park, the fun starts here. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones closed down 533 points. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 507.
All Jersey, all the time.
Thank you for sharing the information that you share.
New Jersey 101.5.
509 now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
3 days of heat and humidity ahead, and our weather's going to be a bit unsettled this weekend, too, with a few batches of hit-or-miss showers and thunderstorms possible. And as you know, when we talk heat, humidity, and storms, we also have to keep severe weather in the back of our mind, gusty winds and heavy rain. Chance of showers this evening, then mostly cloudy skies, with humidity ramping up. Low temperatures only fall into the mid to upper 60s, way warmer than the past couple of nights. And tomorrow's looking steamy and summer-like, with highs 85 to 90 degrees. Not dangerous. Dangerous heat, but you will want to stay cool and stay hydrated. Sun and clouds tomorrow, and watch for a few spot thunderstorms, especially later in the day. Sunday, partly sunny with highs again 85 to 90. There could be some early morning showers, otherwise dry for your Father's Day, and we'll have one more hot and humid day near 90 degrees on Monday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarro.
New Jersey weather brought to you by Brain Wafer. Are you a slow starter? Does your afternoon drag? Try a Brain Wafer for more brain and body energy. It's not a pill, but a lozenge that melts in your mouth. Get Brain Wafers at health food stores and online at brainwafer.com. That's brainwafer.com. Forked River, 81 degrees. Frenchtown, 81. Fanwood, 84. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts. Send to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey.